This is Brain Food, insights and discoveries from Northern Arizona. According to linguists, we all have accents, and we all carry biases about each other's accents. Okim Kang, a researcher at Northern Arizona University, is studying the judgments we make about how difficult a person may be to understand before he or she even says a word. It's called reverse linguistic stereotyping. Kang says it's prevalent in the U.S. and can affect opportunities for education, employment, and even citizenship.
Perhaps if you are the person in power or in authority, you probably don't realize it. You know, you don't think this exists or this is not a big problem. It doesn't matter. But if you can think about immigrants. You know, I see students from different language backgrounds, their parents are immigrants, going through this kind of discriminations. You know, it's happening all the time.
Kang and colleague Dr. Don Rubin have received international attention for their study involving college students at the University of Georgia. They listened to two different astronomy lectures delivered by the same man with a standard American accent. During the first lecture, they were shown the photograph of a Caucasian man. During the second, an Asian man. Kang then tested the information the students heard.
Even though they listened to the same speaker's speech samples, because they believed or convinced themselves that they heard a lecture with second language accent, their listening comprehension scores were significantly lower.
Kang says awareness is key to changing judgments based on accents, appearances, and perceptions. She says it's a sensitive topic, but believes identifying our biases regarding speech will help us all communicate better. Brain Food is produced by KNAU, Arizona Public Radio. I'm Bonnie Stevens.